Day-to-day functionality becomes almost impossible as emotions become completely overwhelming. Normal tasks like making a cup of tea become unmanageable and are often greeted with an impenetrable veil of hissing fog emanating from my mind that will reduce me to lying on the floor, helpless within moments and sometimes for hours. Time doesn't matter here much. Months drift by as if an afternoon, and the seasons changing barely register as if sitting looking outward from my own grave. It's hard to be motivated here. Finding the energy to brush your teeth is a once-a-week achievement, and remembering to eat only coincides with walking past a chippy or other convenience food outlet. I can't complete a form past my name, address, and telephone number. The future no longer exists. Riding on the bus and going to do the shopping are daunting tasks. The sounds and motions are unbearable. They bring on physical sensations similar to having your teeth drilled, except the familiar restfulness of a comfortable chair to meditate into are a long way away. You force yourself to function. Spontaneous tears cascade down my face and into the public realm. It's not normal. I am being devoured by my own emotions from the inside. I begin to scream under my breath, that fucked up piece of shit. Repeatedly. Then the convulsions begin. I have become visibly mad. Layman psychiatrists pop up everywhere, telling me I'm bipolar, manic depressive, or just depressed. And I need to take some happy pills. Privately, I cut myself. Sometimes I do it in front of him so he will leave me alone. When the emotional pain comes, it is the only thing I can do to stop myself from screaming.
Domestic violence commonly results in self-harm and attempted suicide. 1/3 of women attending emergency departments for self-harm were domestic violence survivors. Abused women are 5 times more likely to attempt suicide, and 1/3 of all female suicide attempts can be attributed to current or past experience of domestic violence.
I'm glad I don't have children. Getting help isn't easy. The emotional scars aren't evident when I go to the Citizens Advice Bureau. I don't automatically qualify for disability advice because I haven't come in my own wheelchair with a guide dog and a plastered arm. There is nothing physically wrong with me, yet I can barely walk 100 yards. Getting it together for one meeting at the CAB or any other meeting for that fact will leave me destroyed. 18-hour shifts of sleeping will resume for the next 4 days. This is if I am fortunate enough to have somewhere to sleep.
40% of all homeless women stated that domestic violence was a contributor to their homelessness. Domestic violence was found to be the single most quoted reason for becoming homeless.
Yes, in the meantime, I am homeless. So for suffering among those who would have me stay, few. Who would invite a half-demented woman to come and visit and stay a while in their home? It hardly makes for pleasant dinner conversation. Nobody wants to get involved. The options are limited, and as my mental and physical health fails, so does my worth to society. Older male alcoholic friends come offering help. How did I get here? By putting up with it. By accepting being pinned to the floor or the wall and threatened with punches was okay. That being strangled and molested was reasonable payoff for having somewhere to sleep. And how can you tell someone that as a grown woman you've allowed yourself to be locked up against your will? Nobody would believe you. That's what he tells you. And nobody does. His tormenting is complete. And still he follows on with, I'm only doing this because your father used to hit you. Nobody else loves you. Nobody else loves you the way I love you. This is good for you. You're lazy. You're stupid. The eggs are rubbery and there isn't enough pepper on them. You never cook for me. I don't like your dress. Within a year of living with an abusive person, I was jobless, homeless, financially unable to feed myself and on the brink of suicide. I actually wanted to be locked up for my own protection. Such luxuries can only be vested upon the clinically insane. However, psychiatric investigation has provided me with a diagnosis. I am a victim of domestic abuse.
Why didn't you leave?
It's a common question asked of those who have experienced domestic abuse, and the simplest of answers is you probably have to have somewhere to go. That is the stark reality. The option too often is to continue to be abused physically, emotionally and psychologically, or sleep on a park bench. Those are two grim options. Either way, the fear doesn't go away. It's ingrained in my physical being. That's what the mental abuse does. It programs you to believe that you cannot survive without them, that you are incapable of having a life of your own, as they have systematically stripped away any of your self-worth. Several complaints have been made to the police about my perpetrator. He has never been arrested, charged, or prosecuted for his activities, and never will be. He will wander within our society, faultless, blameless, and unidentifiable. As a victim, I have no rights.
Every minute in the UK, the police receive a call from the public for assistance for domestic violence. This leads to police receiving an estimated 1,300 calls each day, or over 570,000 each year. Of these, 89% were calls by women being assaulted by men. However, according to the Government National Delivery Plan, less than 24% of domestic violence crime is reported to the police. 42% of all female homicide victims, compared with 4% of male homicide victims, were killed by current or former partners in England and Wales in the year 2001. This equates to 102 women, an average of 2 women each week.
In the first year of my illness, I was unable to get help because of my incapabilities. I lived on a boat with only £60.50 a week to support me, until my next boat neighbour helped me fill in a disability living allowance form. I was signed off sick for 5 years. I'm not expected to work until 2014. I now receive in excess of £18,000 a year in benefits. This is to pay for my personal care, getting around, and to cover the general costs of my illness. I get free prescriptions, I have a free bus pass, and I am even entitled to a disabled parking sticker.
In 2001, in England and Wales, domestic violence was estimated to cost a total of £23 billion.
I am one of the 1 in 4 women in the UK that is a victim of domestic abuse. My name is Kimberly, and I am a member of your community.